Okay, I'm just about ready to start. By way of introduction, the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, a conversation with artist Ruth Asawa, her husband, architect Albert Lanier, joined by Mark Johnson, a friend and director of the gallery at San Francisco State University. And the interviewer, or facilitator, I guess, of this conversation is Paul Carlstrom for the Archives. It's June 21st, 2002, and the interview is being conducted at Ruth and Albert's home in San Francisco on Castro at 23. Okay. Anyway, this is great. What we're going to do, and I want to thank you for participating. This may be just one of several interviews, perhaps. But what I would like to do is pick up on this slippery topic of modernism. And when I arrived, we started talking about it right away. I brought up the subject, Ruth, and you said, well, what is modernism anyway? And of course, I assumed that this is something that you would have very clear ideas about, but maybe you don't. And you know, I would like to just bring up that question with you. You are viewed by many as a modernist artist, and yet you probably have your own feelings about where you fit and your relationship to modernism, and I'm sure Albert has thoughts on this as well, you know, partly just in terms of the Black Mountain experience that you shared. So why don't I start it that way? And
well, it was in 1946 when I thought I was modern, but now it's 2002 and you can't be modern forever. Modern artists. It's a new group of people, and I don't know them very well.
Well, what do you think, Ruth? What do you think in 1946 made you modern? I mean, would you define that?
At that time, I was experimenting before anything was called modern. At that time, we were just experimenting. But now, it's not new experimentations are going on, and I feel way behind as an artist, not knowing about machines and technology.
Computers.
I know nothing about that, but they are way beyond us now in what is happening in the arts now. So
for you, the key thing is the idea of experimentation, of always
at
moving.
At the time, at the time, doing the latest and trying things out. But I don't feel as though I'm in touch with it now.
So you think you were modern once, but perhaps not so modern anymore.
Yeah, right. And I feel like my mother used to think of herself as an immigrant, not knowing the English language, and then feeling isolated. I feel, in a way, isolated from that time now.
How did you feel at the time, and I would ask you this as well, Albert, would you view the Black Mountain experience as a kind of a watershed for you? Did something happen there? Was there an environment in which you did feel that, this is heady stuff, we're working with some new ideas, some new forms? Did you feel that way about it, about Black Mountain?
It probably felt as though we were ahead of the administration